Coming up on the British TV watch list.
Why are so many of us drawn to true crime stories? Why do we watch shows like Manhunt, listen to podcasts, or read books about real cases?
From cozy mysteries to intense police procedurals, we talk about the characters, performances, series, and episodes from your favorite British TV shows.
Hello there, it's Michael T. I hope you're doing well. Today, we delve into the realm of streaming TV that I don't watch often. True crime. The show is called Manhunt, and it stars Martin Clunes. Yes, the same Martin Clunes you know from Doc Martin or even Men Behaving Badly. But in Manhunt, he plays a real detective, DCI Colin Sutton, who helps solve some of the most painful and well-known murder cases in the UK. I'll walk you through the show, the real case, the people behind it, and why true crime stories are so appealing. Let's get into it. True crime dramas are strange animals. As I watch, I'm constantly reminding myself that most, if not all, of the story I'm watching is true, as bizarre as it might seem. It's not some made-up fantasy from a screenwriter. The actions come from the mind of a person maybe pushed to the brink. Granted, TV producers exercise creative license to help make the show work, but that's okay. With Manhunt, we get to see a lot of the behind-the-scenes activity by the police. It's quiet, it's slow, it's careful. It shows how real police work often looks. Long hours, paperwork, dead ends, and small steps that slowly add up. The show is based on the real investigation into Levi Belfield, who was later found guilty of killing Millie Dowler, Marcia McDonald, and Emily Delagrange. These were awful crimes that shook the UK. The show doesn't focus on Belfield. It actually focuses on the people trying to stop him. And at the center of it all is Martin Clunes. You know Martin Clunes from Doc Martin. This ain't Doc Martin. In Manhunt, he plays DCI Colin Sutton. He's a calm, steady, almost quiet man. He doesn't shout, he doesn't slam tables, he doesn't act like a TV hero. He acts like a real, focused detective who is tired, stressed, and trying to do the right thing. This is one of the reasons why the show works. Clunes disappears into the role. He shows the weight of the case on his face. We see the challenge to balance work and family. We see the pressure he endures from the public, the media, and other police teams. I was pleasantly surprised. I saw a side of him that I had not seen before.
Here's the situation, Laura. We think Levi has committed some very serious crimes, including murder. But right now, we don't have the evidence to prove it.
Now let's talk about someone who doesn't appear on screen, but shapes the whole show. Philippa Braithwaite. She is Martin Clunes' wife and the producer of Manhunt. She runs Buffalo Pictures, the company behind Doc Martin and several documentaries. One thing people are often curious about is how Martin Clunes ended up playing DCI Colin Sutton in Manhunt. The story is actually pretty simple. When producers first asked the real Colin Sutton who he pictured playing him, right away he said, Martin Clunes. He felt Clunes had the right calm, the right energy, someone who could show real detective work without turning it into a big TV performance. The network, ITV, agreed. Clunes only signed on after meeting Sutton and reading the scripts. So the casting wasn't about convenience or nepotism. It was all about fit. Martin Clunes and Philippa Braithwaite do have a TV history together. They've collaborated on at least three TV shows that I know of, Doc Martin, Manhunt, and a well-done three-part miniseries called Arthur and George. Hey, let me ask you a question. Who wants cozy? Everyone loves cozy and warm and comfortable, right? Nothing better than CozyEarth.com. You'll find bedding, bath, and more. And because you listen to the British TV watch list, you can get an incredible 41% discount off your purchase right now at CozyEarth.com. And you'll help support this podcast because we do get a commission. Just apply our promo code BTVW1. That's BTVW1 when you check out at CozyEarth.com. Something to consider. Why are so many of us drawn to true crime stories? Why do we watch shows like Manhunt, listen to podcasts, or read books about real cases? There are a few reasons that come up again and again, suggestions offered by psychologists. We want to understand danger so we can feel safer. We want to see justice done. We want to make sense of things that feel senseless. We want to follow clues and feel like we're solving something. There's another part of true crime that we don't always talk about, but it's important to name. It's the idea of voyeurism, when we watch something private or intense, but from a safe place. We're not part of it, we're just looking in. True crime taps into this feeling. When we watch a show or listen to a story about a real case, we get to see things we normally wouldn't see. We hear about people's lives, their fears, their mistakes, and their pain. We learn details that would never be shared in everyday life. And because we're not in danger, we can look at these things without feeling the full weight of them. For many people, this kind of safe watching is part of the appeal. It lets us explore dark or scary moments while sitting on the couch or driving to work. It gives us a little rush, the same way a roller coaster does. We feel the fear, but we know we're okay. Or when we slow down, when we pass an accident on the roadway, the chance to get a glimpse of the tragedy excites us. But voyeurism also has a downside. It can turn victims into plot points and make the crime feel like entertainment. That's where true crime might cross a line. The best shows, like Manhunt, avoid that. They don't make the killer the star. They don't show violence for shock value. They keep the focus on the victims and the people trying to bring justice. They let us look in, but they remind us that what we're seeing is real and it deserves respect. And in the end, justice is served. Now let's talk about the real case behind the show. Levi Belfield is one of the most dangerous criminals in modern UK history. He was found guilty of killing Amélie de la Grange in 2004, Marcia MacDonald in 2003, and Millie Dowler in 2002. He was also linked to other attacks. The crimes caused fear across West London. People were scared to walk alone. Parents were scared for their children. Police were under huge pressures to find answers. DCI Colin Sutton was brought in to lead the investigation into the murder of Amélie de la Grange. As his team reviewed the evidence, they found links to the other cases. This led them to Belfield. The show follows the police process step by step. It shows how the team used CCTV footage, witness statements, phone records, and old case files. It shows how they had to fight for resources, and it shows how hard it was to get different police units to work together. One of the most interesting parts of Manhunt is how it shows forensic work. Not the TV version with bright lights and instant results, the real version, the slow version. In the show, you see officers watching hours of CCTV footage, teams comparing car models, analysts checking phone data, detectives reading old reports, and people going through boxes of files. It's not glamorous, but it's real, and it shows how small details can change everything. This is one of the reasons why the show feels so honest. It respects the work. Another theme in the show is the clash between family life and police work. DCI Colin Sutton is shown as a man who cares deeply about his family, but he is also a man who is pulled into a case that demands everything from him. The show does not exaggerate this. It shows simple, painful moments, missed dinners, tired mornings, short conversations, stress that follows him home. Many people who work long hours or high-pressure jobs will recognize this. I've been there, done that. Maybe you have too. Work pulls hard in the opposite direction from where you want to go. Another big part of the story is the tension between local police teams and the Metropolitan Police. This is a real issue in many cases. Different teams have different priorities, different leadership styles, and different ways of doing things. In Manhunt, you see local officers who know the area, Met officers who bring more resources, miscommunication, frustration, pride, and pressure from above. To make matters worse, this case pits Sutton against his wife, who works for the Surrey Police Department.
Colin, I'm not disobeying an order, and I can't believe you'd ask me to.
Well, you're going to listen to that lot over me?
They're my superiors. I have to listen to them.
And I'm your husband.
Oh, grow up, that's not fair.
Look, if there's a link to Millie, I need to know.
Sorry, no, I gave my word.
DCI Sutton has to find a way to bring everyone together. He has to keep the team focused. He has to push for cooperation. And he has to do it without making enemies. The show handles this with honesty. It doesn't make one side good and the other side bad. It shows how hard it is to run a huge investigation with many moving parts. The show also touches on the role of the media. When a case is in the news every day, police feel the pressure. Reporters push for answers before the police are ready to give them. One of the most important things about Manhunt is how it treats the victims. The show does not show violence. It does not recreate the crimes. It doesn't use victims as plot devices. Instead, it shows their families, their lives, their memories, and their importance. This choice keeps the show respectful. It keeps the focus on justice and police work, not the shock of violent crime. After I watch a true crime show, my thought immediately goes to, where are they now? Martin Clunes continues to work on TV and film. He finished his long run on Doc Martin in 2022. He has also worked on documentaries and other drama projects. His performance in Manhunt was praised for honesty and restraint, and he continues to work with his wife Philippa Braithwaite through Buffalo Pictures. Levi Belfield is serving multiple life sentences with no chance of release. He has made various claims and confessions over the years, some of which were later withdrawn or disputed. He remains in prison and is considered one of the most dangerous offenders in the UK. Colin Sutton retired from the Metropolitan Police. He has written about his work and has served as a consultant for TV and media. He continues to speak about policing, investigations, and victim-focused work. He remains a respected voice in discussions about real-world detective work. Manhunt. I highly recommend it. It's a true story, and it's entertaining. Plus, you get to see Martin Clunes in a role other than grumpy old Doc Martin. If you want to explore more British TV dramas or dive deeper into true crime stories, I'm always here to help you find the next great watch. Before we go, I want to say hello to our listeners in Beechwood, Ohio, Denver, Colorado, and Slagelse, Denmark. I hope I pronounced that correctly. What part of the world are you listening in? Let me know in the comments. And as always, thank you for making time for my podcast. Remember, you can support us directly on our Patreon site, and we invite you to do so. You can also support us by shopping at CozyEarth.com and using our promo code BTVW1 to get a generous discount on your bedding, bath, and home goods. Thanks for listening to the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers!
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Remember to subscribe, like, and share. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. Michael T. Media.